ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమాం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయం ఉదీరహే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః.
హరే కృష్ణ. వి ఆర్ టేకింగ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం శ్లోక ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 47 టెక్స్ట్ 25.
భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భవతి వీర్ అనుత్తమ భక్తి ప్రవర్తితాదిశ్యా మునీనాం అపి దుర్లభ భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భవతి వీర్ అనుత్తమ భక్తి ప్రవర్తిత దిష్ట్యా మునీనాం అపి దుర్లభ భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భవతి వీర్ అనుత్తమ భక్తి ప్రవర్తిత దిష్ట్యా మునీనాం అపి దుర్లభ. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భవతి వీర్ అనుత్తమ భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే ఉత్తమ మూరీణాం అపి దుర్లభ.
మాతాజీ,
భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భవతి వీరనుత్తమ భక్తి ప్రవతి దావిష్ట
భగవతి. ఫర్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే హు ఈస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ఇన్ సబ్లైమ్ పోయిట్రీ
భవతి బి బై యువర్ గుడ్ సెల్ఫ్స్ అనుత్తమ అన్ఎక్సల్టెడ్ భక్తి డివోషన్ ప్రవర్తిత ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ దిష్ట్యా కాంగ్రిగేట్
congratulations on your good fortune. Munina, for great sages. Api, even. Durlaba, hard to obtain. Translation and purport by disciple of His Divine Grace, P.S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. By your great fortune, you are established an excelled standard of pure devotion for the Lord. Uttama Sloka, a standard even the sages can hardly attain. Please repeat. By your great fortune, you have established an unexcelled standard of pure devotion for the Lord. Uttama Sloka. A standard even the sages can hardly attain. Purport. The term pravartita indicates that gopis brought to this world a standard of pure love of God that was previously unknown on the earth. Thus, Uddhava congratulates them on their unparalleled contribution to the religious life. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek the blessing from all the Vaishnavas. So, today's sloka is
so wonderfully narrated here, and it is very clearly said that it's a great fortune to establish such a wonderful pure devotional service to the Lord. That was Uttama Shloka. The standard even the sages can hardly attain, because our Uddhava, he is congratulating the gopis. When he was there, he could realize that gopis' love is the highest, pure love. So here the term pravartita indicates that gopis brought to the world a standard of pure love of God that was previously unknown to this earthly planet. So Uddhava congratulates. Then on their unparalleled contribution to the religious life. And that's why when our Srila Prabhupada, all the time you can see, he's emphasizing, he says, you have to become a pure devotee. See, in India, whoever have taken birth in Bharat Varsha, they are all devotees. It's very natural and common. But in our movement, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy, our Prabhupada is always emphasizing, you have to become a pure devotee. Pure devotional service. So now, what is the definition of pure devotional service? All of you are knowing it. Definition is, Rupa Goswami has given, Anya Bilashita Shunyam, Jnana Karma Adi Anavritam, Anukulena Krishna, Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. One who renders transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably without material desire through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. Anya Abhilashita Shunya. No material desire. Shunya, zero. What is the desire actually they have? Only taking shelter of Krishna, purely. That is called pure devotional service. It is totally spiritual. No material contamination is allowed there. So, now the thing comes, why we wanted to practice this pure devotional service. Everybody will ask something, whenever we go to very sincerely chanting the holy name and all, everybody have their own standard. They say, what is this? This Hare Krishna people are going so seriously. They'll ask question, why? Why you wanted that pure devotional service? For that, the answer is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, that Suta Goswami is giving answer for Saunaka. That is, Savai Pumusham Paradharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahituki Apratiyata Yayatma Suprasiddhati. The supreme occupation, that is Dharma, is the loving service to Supreme Lord Krishna. That is Dharma, that is occupation. Supreme occupation. That is loving service to Supreme Lord Krishna, which is unmotivated and uninterrupted, then only the soul will be satisfied. The answer has come. Why we wanted the pure devotional service? To satisfy the soul totally. That is ourself. Otherwise soul will never get satisfied. To satisfy the soul, we have to follow this principle. That is the occupation. Supreme occupation of Dharma, that is doing loving service to Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna, which is unmotivated and uninterrupted, then only the soul will be satisfied. Now this unmotivated thing, you know, who is the example? In our Srimad Bhagavatam, you all know about it. Prahlad Maharaj. Once he understood the Srimad Bhagavatam, when he was in the womb of his mother, it was so purely, you know, 100% pure, could not get any contamination. So pure, he came out from his mother's womb, and his father Hiranyakashipu was trying to feed him so many ways, so many material knowledge, so many demonical propensities, big, you know, great university like Chanda Amarkas are the greatest scholars who wanted to make him a top class materialistic, but it was tinge of change was not there. He could understand this is all bogus. He was not attracted to that. This is unmotivated. His only one motivation is to just serve Krishna, love Krishna. That's all. One motivation. That is Prahlad Maharaj. Even his father is tried his best, you know. Even Chanda Amarka, they tried their best to correct him as per their materialistic way of life. But he was knowing the absolute truth. And nobody could change him. Even they tried to kill him and so many things. You see, even Acharya says, the difficulties whatever the people are facing today is nothing front of Prahlad Maharaj's difficulty. Prahlad's, that calamity, the harassment which father has done, it was nothing, whatever the difficulties we are facing here. It was too much. But still he had unmotivated, unflinching, so strong love for Krishna. And second example was Ahetuki Apratiyata, uninterrupted. This devotional service cannot be interrupted by anything. It is all excuses. My mother is not allowed me, my father is not allowed me, my timetable is not proper. No interruption. It is very natural. Who is the example? Very famous thing, Haridas Thakur. What a faith. He used to have 3 lakhs of names, Japa, Harinam, Mahamantra, 192 rounds. And he asked, what is the suitable place for me with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him the place. Please come here. This is a place, there you can see the chakra. You can have darshan there. Do the chanting here. Immediately he started. Every day, 3 lakhs names, 192 rounds. Haridas Thakur, uninterrupted. Nothing could stop him. Uninterrupted. And so seriously. And Lord used to come over there. He never wanted to go inside the temple of Jagannath. But Lord himself, Jagannath, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come with the prasadam. And he used to get all the things. Even after completion of his 3 lakhs of names, he used to take prasad. And one more thing, uninterrupted is such, when he becomes little older, his body was not cooperating. He was feeling little weak. That time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking, what is happening to you, Haridas ji? Namacharya, he was. Nothing is happening, nothing is wrong. My body is not cooperating. So I wanted to quit this body. For the purpose which I got this body to chant this holy name, today that body is not cooperating. Such body I wanted to quit it. No interruption. Uninterrupted. Front of you, tomorrow I wanted to quit this body. See the purification which has come. Because I do not want to see your pastime of, you know, leaving this material world. I wanted to say. And finally he did it. Nothing could stop. Ahituki apratiyata. Even nothing could stop. Whatever we have got this body just to get ourselves purified. So nothing can stop this Krishna consciousness. So these two examples are so wonderful. We have to remember. And same Lord took it very, very sincerely. He gave all the blessing to Haridas Thakur. All you know about it. And this body is not going to cooperate for all of us. Believe me. When I was young, it was much better. Now I feel the body. Oh my God. Because our mind is still younger. The body doesn't. Srila Prabhupada was saying in Jagannath Puri, when he was young, he used to do so many swimming there in the sea. But when he became old, he said, now my body is not agreeing. I can't do it. So, whatever the given condition, we have to complete our quota of chanting the holy name. That is the safest. Time is very short. Now, here actually it is given, it is told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is an instruction for Rupa Goswami. The fact is that it is said that Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Ashanta. Prabhupada used to quote it all the time. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Ashanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ataiva Shanta. Because these all the people, Ashanta, they are not in peaceful. Bhukti wanted to enjoy this life, wanted to have mukti, so many siddhis, many karmis, kamis, all are, they are not in peaceful condition, disturbed. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. Who is that? Person who is Nishkama Krishna Bhakta, then only Ataiva Shanta, he will have the peaceful thing. And here formula has to work. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke to Rupa Goswami, it has to work. Because the devotee of Krishna is desireless. He is peaceful. Prabhupada always says, because we are on the process of devotional service, we wanted to become a devotee. We were not completely become devotees. We are trying to become a devotee. We are in studying process. That process, Prabhupada said, the desireless is very difficult, but if you have any desire, it is very difficult to perform your spiritual life. You should not have any material desire. Because you are not become properly pure and you are not following the proper process. Because the devotee of Krishna is desireless, he is peaceful. This is the principle. He is peaceful. Only Krishna's devotee, sincere devotee. That's why we have to become pure devotee. Here, even the fruity workers, they desire material enjoyment. Even jnanis, they desire liberation. And yogis, they desire material opulences. Therefore, they are all lusty and can't be peaceful. The devotees of Lord Krishna, no desire other than serving Krishna. Their only desire is serving Krishna. Only serving Krishna. That is why here, Uddhav, he has said, the gopis' love is the purest love. They had only desire to serve Krishna. Nothing else. No other, fashion show or latest technology or latest community. Nothing. It was so pure condition. Very simple condition. That is the highest thing, is that devotee has no desire for other than serving Krishna. Especially gopis as well as goswamis. They had the same desire of serving Krishna all the time. Even so-called liberated people are full of desires. Even fruitive actors, better living in accommodation, better accommodation. Living accommodation they wanted better and all. Jnanis want to be one with God. These are all foolish desires actually, which cannot put the person in the right track of pure devotional service. Yogis, they desire the material opulence, and they wanted to, they desire millions and millions of dollars, and once they achieve that millions of dollars, again they wanted to have further millions of dollars, and they wanted to have their yogic perfection, and many types of magics they do, wanted to become very popular. All of these things are lusty, kami, because they desire something. They can't have peace. A person who is desiring something, he can't have peace. There are so many wrong formulas. People try to get peace, so many wrong formulas. You know, if you see the alliance especially, they are trying to take an alliance of boy and girl, because they'll think if everything comes all right in a way. One person was there, I have a practical experience. He was a well-educated person and wonderful family background, highly qualified, good, even beauty, everything was good. He had 4 children, boys. He gave them good education. You know what happened? He was saying, I wanted to see A to F. You know what A to F? Not our spiritual A to F. This is A is age. B, beauty. C, character. D, dowry. F, family. This all A to F should be perfect. Then only I will agree for the alliance. That was his condition. He was very, very proud. And finally, he could do some alliance of that sort of thing. But you know, providence is such, on the same day of 2 boys they got engaged, on the same day, this person had heart attack and collapsed. This is what certain examples we have to refer, because he was so much vigilant, and he was so much, he was only wanting so such a thing, so that I'll be happy, my boys will be happy. This is not the formula of happiness. And you know, there are so many people, they present days it is more. They wanted to change the structure of their house, vastu and all. I wanted to be happy this way, that way. When we say, no, Prabhuji, I was very unhappy. After arranging my bedroom to that side and bathroom this side, I became happy. This is our illusion. This is not the right thing actually. And what is the peace formula? Peace formula is given by Lord Himself. In Bhagavad Gita, what is the peace formula? Bhoktaram yajya tapasam sarvalokamaheshwara suradam sarvabhutanam jnantvamam shantim richyati. This is the peace formula. What is that? If one can understand that the only supreme is Krishna, He is the proprietor, He is the creator, one will perform all kinds of sacrifices, penances, austerities in order to attain Krishna's devotional service. The secret point is Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. He is a supreme protector. And Krishna is a supreme being. And he is the proprietor of all this material world. Therefore, throughout the entire universe, he is the only enjoyer. This is the basic principle. We take it very casually, you know. We heard so many times, the supreme. But still, you know, we wanted to put our own speculated masalas normally, you know, that is there, but this is also there. So it will get contaminated, the conscious will get contaminated. Also suradam suravabhutana, he is the only well-wisher and supreme well-wisher. Nobody is higher than Krishna in the well-wishing stage. He is the supreme well-wisher for all living entity. Suratam sarvabhutana. Srila Prabhupada had this strong conviction. When he had been to Western countries, because by the instruction of his Guru Maharaj, nothing he had. No influence, no money, nobody there to take care of. But he had one thing. Krishna is the supreme protector, and his holy name can deliver all these living beings. There's no difference between Lord and the holy name. That was the unflinching faith. So, very important part here is, if one understands Krishna, he immediately becomes desireless. Why we are becoming more desire and desire, we are increasing our desire? Because we are not understanding Krishna, or not ready to understand Krishna's words from Bhagavad Gita, or by our parampara, by our acharyas. Once you understand Krishna, he immediately becomes desireless. Nishkama. That is called Nishkama. No kamasan. Because Krishna Bhakta knows that this, his friend and protector, Krishna is a friend and protector, in all respect, he is only depending upon Krishna. For all respect, for all things. That's why any particular samskara is taking place here. Garbhadana samskara, or birthday samskara, namakaran samskara, and finally vivaha samskara, simanta samskara, so many samskaras. Finally, what is that? Leaving this world. That samskara, there you have to call only Krishna, Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is so powerful. One Krishna name can eradicate crores of our sinful, the mountains of our sinful things can eradicate. So powerful. And once we take Krishna as shelter, your life is perfect. Dhanya hoga. Your life, there is nothing else you have to do further. Taken Krishna's shelter, his job is over. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Prabhupada always emphasized this, always says, just remember this word. O son of Kunti, declare boldly, not hesitatingly. Declare boldly, my devotee never perishes. And this word, is the entire essence of Bhagavad Gita. Never perishes. Since Krishna gives this assurance, this is the highest assurance. No insurance will give that assurance. Nobody will give. The highest assurance. Since Krishna gives this assurance, devotee lives in Krishna. Very beautiful. Has no desire for personal benefit. Krishna is there to take care of. That is Krishna conscious. He is completely protected by Supreme Lord. One of the case, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palana. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palana. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? That he is desireless. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says he is desireless because Krishna will give him protection in all circumstances. That's all. He is there to take care. Desireless. And simply depends on Krishna. Simply depends on Krishna, just like child depends on parents. Even child does not know what to expect from the parents, what service they will give. The child do not know anything, but they will child will get all the protection, all the need. That is the way Krishna protects. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. But he is always protected. This is called nishkama, desirelessness. It can be developed that way. The conclusion here is that the only devotee is simply satisfied in serving the Lord. Their only desire is to serve the Lord, can actually become desireless. This is the secret. By serving Krishna, person becomes desireless. Therefore, it is written, a Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, Ataiva Shant. First thing is, you have to become Nishkama Bhakta. That is the preparation. When we have some desire, material desire, we can easily understand that we have not come to that level. We have to calibrate our spiritual process. We have to understand, that is the parameter. The devotees of Krishna is satisfied with Krishna. There is no possibility of, you know, fall down and all. This is all not for devotees. So now, because understanding this process, Srila Prabhupada took this moment, you know, 22nd Avenue, New York, with few people, he declared International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Few hippies, very few people. Very few people. He had that faith. This is the absolute truth. Will flourish all over the world. That is Prabhupada, that pure devotional service. That's why he was always emphasizing for that. One of the case I wanted to give them some example. See, he used to monitor all the purity of the process also, always in a huge way. One day what happens, one of the place, Prabhupada had the temple had some scarcity for financial problem was there. So the our life members, they suggested to Prabhupada, we can do some performance from famous artists for some of the charity benefit. We can do some program, arranging some program from the famous artist. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, can you do one thing? Let your devotees distribute the tickets for that charity show. Is it possible? Prabhupada said, no. Devotee will never, they will never distribute the tickets. They are supposed to distribute the books, Krishna's books, not this charity show's ticket. No. It's okay, you are arranging yourself. If you get any margin of profit, you can give it to the temple. But directly you can't involve them. Please. This was Prabhupada. See how sanctity he was maintaining. Whatsoever the condition is, fully having faith with Krishna. Any means, come on, go and get that money, we'll get. No. Prabhupada had full faith, Krishna will, he will be the protector. Just like a child is depending upon his parents. Now Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said, every case, he will take care. Krishna will take care. And one more example I wanted to give. That was one of the devotees, it was in Jew. Prabhupada was in the terrace. One of the devotees was just fanning Prabhupada. It was about 7 o'clock in the evening. And Prabhupada just was hearing, he was asking a question. Why there is no kirtan in the temple? Prabhupada was asking. Why there is no kirtan in the temple? So that devotee was fanning. He said, Srila Prabhupada, these devotees, they must have gone to the city for some collection. So they are not returned yet. Prabhupada said, very, very sweetly, very nice thing. Srila Prabhupada said, this was not my idea. This was not my idea. They should go to city day and night for collection. This was not my idea. Very important. Prabhupada gives a very perfect instruction. Our process is to please Krishna. They may go at 9 o'clock in the morning and return back by 5 in the evening. Then chant in front of the deities. That is perfect. Otherwise, they become karmis. So serious thing, you know. So serious thing. What a perfect way is aligned the thing. Prabhupada made it very accurate. Otherwise, they will become karmis. And one more very important thing Prabhupada declares. We are successful because we try to please Krishna. We are successful because we are trying to please Krishna. And Krishna is merciful to reciprocate with us. He's quite merciful to reciprocate with us. Then he gives. Otherwise, Mr. Nair was much more powerful than we. We all know about the story. Prabhupada says, he had money. He had influence. He had won daily newspaper. And he had many contacts. Many politicians. Government officers. And who were we? We had no money. No influence, no support, yet we are successful. Why? By Krishna's grace. Srila Prabhupada ki. It's Krishna's grace. Totally depending upon to Krishna. Here we can understand the whatever. The pure devotional service, we are hearing today's shloka, which is coming from gopis, the same footsteps. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, our acharyas were following. Our Srila Prabhupada was giving that. Even forgetting that absolutely, making it perfectly pure, we have to chant minimum 16 round japa very attentively for regulative principle and associating with the devotee further, but chanting will make us, transform us as a pure devotee. This is the verdict. This is the assurance given by Krishna. So, all we have to do, there is no difference between Lord and Krishna. The realization we should have, we'll have after chanting the holy name only. And whatever is necessary thing, ultimately Krishna will provide. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hari Hari. This works on pure devotional service, and that same pure devotional service is only going to protect us. This is the essence. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Wonderful class, Prabhuji. Like you said, we should not have any material desire. But those who are grahasthas or those who do job, business, like they work but they have certain expectations, like they want to earn out of it. So how can you suggest these people? Like although there is a desire, we work hard. Those who are doing job and those who are devotees.
Yeah.
So how to cope up with such situations? How to maintain
very, very good question. This is This Bhagavad Gita is given to grahasthas only. This is given to grahasthas. When we were there in Jagannath Puri, all three deities, Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev, they have arrived to Gundicha, final. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was there. He said, now let all of us will pray to Lord Jagannath. You know, what was the prayer? Na danam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani shware, bhavatad bhaktir ahituki. I was feeling very bad. Why Maharaj is saying we do not want... The meaning is, I do not want to accumulate wealth, nor do I want any number of followers. I do not want to see any beautiful woman. I wanted to serve in my life. Birth after birth, I wanted your causeless mercy. So that time you and I was having the same question, you know, which was few years before. And why that is, even though I repeated that prayer, but I was unhappy. Finally I understood everything, all Shadaishwarya, everything with Krishna. Your father is having crores of rupees. Here you are talking about hundreds and thousands of rupees problem. You already taken shelter of his lotus feet. He will take care of everything. This conviction will come by the process. This is given for grahasthas only. Bhagavad Gita is given to grahasthas. And sannyasis and brahmacharis, they are helping us. Arjuna was grahastha. So, everything is there within Krishna. Right? And we have to do the process. And all the contamination should go out. And then you will come to the real realization. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, magistrate. He was totally depending. And that means we are not to give up our job. Huh? Let Krishna will take care. No. When Arjuna wanted to give up the fight, Krishna did not say, go home and just take rest, I will take care of him. No. You have to fight just to please me. We have to do whatever the job we are getting it, whatever the profession we are having it, just to please Krishna, you have to do it very sincerely. Sangharsha is always needed. We have not to become, joining Krishna conscious is not to become lazy. We have to do more service. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's service, you know, because of him, today we could read this Srimad Bhagavatam. He used to sleep around 11 o'clock, he used to get up at about 1:30 and sitting on dictaphone for translation. Because of that translation, we could hear Srimad Bhagavatam today. We are here. How much pain he took. People are asking, Prabhupada, you are not taking any sleep. Prabhupada said, I have to do lots of work. Krishna is awakening me. I can't sleep because the responsibility is so much. Span of life is very short. Prabhupada was always emphasizing that. Do it fast. So this all protection is to get out of from that illusory thoughts. Ajnana. And we have to become a real jnana. Connecting yourself to Krishna. Is it okay? Anybody else? We have a very small crowd today. Anyhow. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.